You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls Area Unified School District has released an update on its elementary boundary review process. According to a press release, the review committee has identified a number of promising options for improving its operational efficiency and student impact without causing major disruptions to families. They say their best options appear to be targeted boundary adjustments rather than closing and consolidating schools. The committee will hold another public meeting on March 19th at the middle school. The surviving victims of the fatal Apple River stabbing incident in 2022 have filed a lawsuit seeking damages from Nikolai Mew and his insurance company following his conviction. Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide, 4 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and 1 count of battery in April of 2024. He was later sentenced to serve 20 years in prison. The new lawsuit accuses Mew of negligent conduct which resulted in their physical injuries, conscious pain and suffering, and psychological injuries. The Barron County Board will decide on borrowing $5.3 million for planned projects, including an addition to the County Justice Center, at their meeting next week. On Friday, the County Board's Executive Committee selected Market & Johnson of Eau Claire to complete the Justice Center project through a competitive bidding process. The projects at the Justice Center would include a new access drive and additional camera equipment. The committee also considered adding new roofs at the campus buildings the school district intends to lease out. Days after Wisconsin joined yet another multi-state lawsuit to push back on executive orders by the Trump administration, Governor Tony Evers says he wants to know who's in charge of the federal government. Governor Evers was asked about the lawsuit during a visit to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire on Monday, accusing the administration of overstepping its authority by canceling funding that Congress had already appropriated. This latest lawsuit accuses the Office of Personnel Management of illegally firing probationary federal workers. A new report by the University of Wisconsin-Madison found that trade disputes between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will almost certainly negatively affect the state's agricultural industry. According to the report, Mexico was the top destination for Wisconsin's farm exports and third for processed products. Canada was third for farm exports and the top destination for processed items. The report also estimated those trade connections generated over $85 million in revenue for the state, which could be affected by reciprocal tariffs. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call held a press conference on Monday criticizing state Supreme Court candidate Judge Brad Schimel's record as Attorney General. Judge Susan Crawford has accused Schimel of leaving thousands of sexual assault kits untested as Attorney General. Call echoed that sentiment, saying Schimel was aware of the untested kits when he started in 2015, but testing didn't pick up until 2018. Schimel's campaign accused Call of playing politics and claimed Schimel led a system that solved the backlog of kits. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire on Monday morning, highlighting massive investments for the UW system in his budget proposal. Governor Evers met with members of the administrative staff at the school, learning more about the infrastructure challenges facing students with disabilities. His budget proposal calls for over $1.5 billion in capital improvement projects across the UW system, including between $4 to $5 million at UW-Eau Claire to make those campus buildings more accessible. A routine traffic stop in Rusk County led to a significant drug bust in the early hours of Friday morning. According to law enforcement authorities, a patrol deputy pulled over a suspicious vehicle near Conrath at around 1 a.m. and requested help from a K-9 unit. The K-9 then alerted them to the presence of illegal drugs in the vehicle. Authorities say they recovered a large amount of marijuana, methamphetamine, and cash, as well as a fake firearm. The driver, 50-year-old Patrick Buswell of Holcomb, was arrested and is now facing multiple charges. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for input from residents on proposed duck hunting season zones and split options. According to a press release, the duck hunting season structure can be reviewed and changed every 5 years under the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The DNR is considering public input for 2026 through 2031. Feedback can be submitted online or by mail and must be submitted by March 30th. The DNR will also host a number of public hearings on the proposal over the next few weeks. As warmer weather starts to sweep across the state, Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say flu rates are beginning to slow down. This winter saw higher than usual flu activity with lower vaccination rates. It also saw an increase in other respiratory viruses like RSV and COVID-19. Health officials are warning that even though flu rates are declining across the state, they're still too high and residents should be taking steps to protect themselves. Residents should also check with their healthcare provider on their vaccine eligibility. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross, both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball, Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich, back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In The Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. I was very excited to see Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17. After big wins on Oscar night 5 years ago, which saw him bring home the Best Director and Best Picture Oscar for Parasite, Joon-ho took a big swing with a big budget on Mickey 17. The film stars Robert Pattinson as Mickey, who is on his 17th life, who tries to figure out if creatures on an ice-covered planet are friends or foes. He uses an annoying voice the entire film, but the film does have a nice message. Ultimately, Mickey 17 was pretty tough to get through. James Bond passed away in 2021 in the film No Time to Die. But did you honestly think that would stop studios from making more Bond movies? Despite speculation that there would be a female Bond, multiple sources report that it is not happening and 007 will stay male and British. The search continues for who will play 007. Personally, I think it might be time for a chubby Bond who has halitosis and can't get girls. Lady Gaga was the host and musical act of Saturday Night Live this past weekend and took the opportunity to take a shot at her own work. In the opening monologue, Gaga joked that she was happy with the film's Razzie win, an award that goes to real stinker films. She said she doesn't mind because she likes winning things. She also promised the studio audience she would act and sing and not do Joker 3. Hard to believe Todd Phillips made something that has become that much of a joke. Speaking of SNL, Mike Myers can't seem to stay away from his old stomping grounds. The Austin Powers creator showed up again this weekend, playing Elon Musk, who complained about his wealth dropping due to the stock market, and then satirized a meeting in the Oval Office last week where Musk allegedly shouted at Marco Rubio. Myers brought down the house when he morphed into Dr. Evil while playing Musk. Definitely worth a YouTube visit. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be quite a bit cooler than yesterday. Partly cloudy, 43 today. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, we bounce right back. Partly cloudy, 55 by Thursday. Partly cloudy, 60. We'll get back to near 70 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.